Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third paragraph of Masech Shavuos, and we're up to Parag Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Shavuos Shalom Ochel. If a person says, I take a Shavuos, I'm not going to eat. V'achal Achalim She'enuim L'Achila. And he ate things that are not Ro'ui La'Achila. Something that's not a food. V'shasa Mashkan She'enuim L'Shiyot. Or he drank something that is not Ro'ui to drink. So Pater, because we assume the Shavuos only covers eating, and eating is only that which is, you know, which consuming can be called eating. Shavuos Shalom Ochel. If he takes Shavuos, he's not going to eat. Vachon v'elz treif shkatzim r'masim, and he's in v'elz treif shkatzim r'masim chayiv. So he brings a carbon because those are edible foods. It's just that they're aser to eat. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're poter, because if the Torah asers these foods, so then a shavua can't be chala, that which is already aser min haTorah. Omer kodem mishtinan esli machalti yom. If a person says, I'm taking a neder that my wife is not allowed to get hana from me if I ate today, v'uachol n'v'elz treif and he did eat that day, but he only ate non-kosher food, then his wife Takub does become asura to him, because those foods are foods. It's just that you're not allowed to eat them, you're not allowed to consume them, but they are foods. The halacha of a shvua is things that relate to him or relate to other people. You could take a shvua about yourself or about other people and still a binding shvua. Or whether it's something substantive or not something substantive. Ketzad, amr shvua she'etein l'shponi v'shalova. A person says, I take shvua that I'm going to give something to this person or I won't give something to this person. Shenasati v'shalova nasati. Or that I did give something to this person or that I didn't give something to this person. She'ishan v'shalova ishan, that I will sleep or that I won't sleep. She'ishati v'shalova Yishanti, that I slept already or that I didn't sleep already. She ezrok throw liyam v'shelo ezrok, that I'm going to throw something into the ocean or I won't throw something into the ocean. She zorakti v'shelo zorakti, that I already threw something into the ocean or that I already did not throw something into the ocean. So those are substantive and non-substantive things relating to yourself and things not relating to yourself. Rabbi Shmuel amrein chayv el alas adavar. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you're only chayv for things about the future. Shenemar lo hara o lehetiv, meaning speaking about the future that you will do or you will not do. Amlo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said him kein neli al dvarm sheish ben hara v'atava. Well, if you're going to take it so literally, then shavur should only be chal on things that are either inherently good or inherently bad. Dvarm sheish ben hara v'atava minayin. What about things that are parav? You know, throwing a rock doesn't make a difference if you throw a rock into the yam or not. It's not good. It's not bad. So amlo mi riboy akasav. Rabbi Shmuel said back to him that it's from the Riboy the pasuk that I learned it from. So Amarlo im riba kasav l'kach, riba kasav l'kach. Well, once you're learning from Riboy in the pasuk, it might as well be marbe everything, and therefore learn that it applies even not only for future tense but for past tense as well. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet. We said that if a person takes a shvua that he won't eat and he eats things that are not roi l'achila, so he's going to be pater. But if he eats neveles, trefos, and things like that, he's going to be chayiv. But Rabbi Shimon says you're pater on that as well, because it's already asr in the Torah anyway. But if you make a konum of your against your wife talui on eating, and you ate neveles, trefos, katzim, r'masim, everyone agrees that it does activate the konum, because it is a maisa achila. It just happens to be a prohibited maisa achila. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that a shvur could be on things relating to you, relating to other people, substantive things, non-substantive things, so that could be about giving someone something or having given someone something, throwing a rock or going to sleep, which is non-substantive. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, shavuos only apply to future events, not to past events, because it says la'ra lehetiv, whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, the la'ra lehetiv obviously isn't taken literally, because shavuos apply to things that are neither inherently good nor inherently bad also. So just like we're marbe, things that are neither inherently good nor inherently bad, we could also be marbe things that already happened and not only future tense related things. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parag Gimel, Mishnah Vav.